The storms a little better tomorrow and a lot better on Sunday. I think by Sunday, the rain chances are about 50 to 60%. High Sunday, 92, and a decent chance of more storms on Monday. Track the storms with our free weather app with our advanced interactive radar. You can even see where the lightning is and where the storms are going to be. Plus, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Hyundai could be seeing major layoffs in the area if President Trump's 25% auto tariff goes through. Hyundai's labor union says the tariffs would hurt Hyundai's U.S. sales and jeopardize around 20,000 jobs at the Hyundai plant in Montgomery County. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that happened at a strip mall at the corner of Ann and Chestnut Streets Thursday night. One victim has possibly life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And the River Region United Way has announced it is adding three new organizations to its network of agencies for the first time in 12 years. The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama, Hope Inspired Ministries, and Legal Services Alabama have all been added. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough. A career politician lobbyist, new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Will Dismuke's candidate for House District 88 has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismuke's has received more than $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Let me repeat that. $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismuke's represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cent per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cent per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Booth for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in the News and Views, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman here with you each and every day. 84 sits in. Joey Clark sits in.
Hello.
Christy sits in.
Hi.
I'm even playing country music because we got a country music station.
Look at that.
See?
I appreciate the shout out.
I do what I can to make sure everybody feels welcome in the News Talk studio. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. It is the fourth anniversary edition, which is technically tomorrow. But we went ahead and moved it up a day because, we're not here on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
So, and nor are we going to start coming in on Saturday.
No, we're not.
We're not.
I can assure you that's not going to happen.
Well, because it's never going to be 4:40.
When do you come in on Saturday?
I can be 3:30, but I ain't going to be 4:40.
Well, I used to come in on Saturdays. The Joey Clark Radio Hour was a one-hour show on Saturday.
12 to 1. That's exactly right. I used to listen to it.
And it changed.
Well, and Jay comes in on Saturday, does live show. Terry comes in on Saturday and do a live show.
You'll never see me.
Jay does. Yeah.
What channel?
Here.
Yeah.
4 to 6.
On Talk News,
News Talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the longest running show on News Talk. It's been on for like 12 years.
What,
Jay Scott?
Why don't I know this?
He's run like 500 episodes of it. I don't know. You don't listen on the weekends, I guess.
It's over 500.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I remember when he hit 500.
Yeah.
What's the time frame?
4 to 6.
Oh.
4 to 6.
Well, I can tell you, I'm not listening to NPR from 4 to 6.
In-game chat.
In-game chat, yeah. You can listen online. I've watched it on YouTube.
Really?
Yes. I have something very, very special to give away this hour. At the top of the hour, to congratulate us on 4 years on the air, Jack Campbell. 4 years. It's unbelievable. To congratulate us on 4 years on the air, Will Meacham, the proprietor over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, who is a very generous sponsor of this broadcast.
And has been.
Has been basically from the beginning.
From the very beginning. Yeah. We love those folks.
Our first two were Kim Williams and Riley Manning, and then the third one was Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So that's kind of the order that people came on board years and years and years ago. He brought us a $40 gift card to give away. Now, $40 at Midtown Pizza Kitchen goes a long, long way. A long, long way. So we got to figure out how to give it away. Have you come up with any idea? During the top of the hour break, I asked Jack, I said, we got to figure out how to give this away. He has not come up with an idea.
I've got an idea. You asked me this like 3 minutes ago.
Well, you've had 3 minutes to think.
Hey, if you're going to be mayor now, you got to think on your toes.
3 minutes and 30
seconds. Shall I go to the vice
mayor? All seven of them.
I need to think and get 3 minutes and 30 seconds to think about it.
Here's what we can do. Mm. The person that has sat in the most number of times with you on this show gets the card.
No.
That'd be Jack, wouldn't it?
It'd be me.
That'd be Jack Campbell.
Jack's a co-host.
So you've joined the smart assery. I see.
Okay. Didn't take Christy long to pick up on what goes on around here.
Okay.
Actually, Joey might be competing for that prize, actually. I'm not sure if you or Joey has sat in more.
We could have a...
Because Joey comes in a lot with 10 or 15 minutes to go.
Right.
Mm. Well, I tell you what
we
can do.
So are we talking about minutes or appearances?
Well, how about this? How about Joey and I have a wrestling match in the Jaquarium?
We'll have a feat of strength.
What'd you say about his fetus?
A feat of strength.
That's what I thought you said, too.
Oh, I thought you said fetus.
Why would I bring up a
fetus string? I'm not doing that.
I thought the same thing, so he's not crazy.
What is wrong with you two?
I was like, huh.
We're not doing anything that's going to result in fetuses.
No, we'll do the finger lock.
And I don't think you guys took biology. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Feats of strength.
Yeah.
Like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jack, will you be the judge?
I'll absolutely be the judge.
Yay!
How about we give the gift card to a caller?
And you know the one that's blinking?
Which one?
Up
at the top?
I think that person ought to get it.
You think that person ought to get it?
Yes.
Well, let's talk to her and see. Pine Level.
Yes.
How are you, darling?
I'm fine, but I've been on hold for 18 minutes.
Is that true? Is that a fact?
Make that 19 minutes.
Oh, Miss Pine Level, I would never leave you there 19 minutes on purpose. I can assure you.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to tell A4 that I truly enjoyed hearing him tell that lame-ass story.
Good. Pine Level.
Thank you, Kay.
I also wanted to tell him that I concur with you on the stupid questions that can be asked of you by a Montgomery police officer.
Yes. I know.
I don't know if they ask you because they really think that you're lying or because they just ain't got better sense. I can't figure it out. Well, I was charging my phone at a store one time just to get it charged up enough because I was going to be on the road for a little bit. And I had a woman pull up and ask me, ma'am, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm charging my phone. And she says, well, can I ask you something? I said, yes. And she said, why aren't you charging your phone at home? And I just kind of looked at her and I said, because I'm not at home.
Seemed pretty obvious to me.
I mean, what else could I say?
Not at home.
Anyhow, that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ms. Pine Level, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. Carolyn's going to get some information from you, and we're going to get you a $40 gift card to Midtown Pizza Kitchen because you made everybody laugh.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bear.
Absolutely. Hang on. Carolyn, you're going to get her name, her first initial of her last name, and her date of birth.
Okay.
All right.
And then you come by and claim your prize.
Yeah. But you got to do it before noon today or sometime next week. We'll tell her that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Oh, Randall, you were so close. You almost won a Midtown Pizza Kitchen gift card.
Man, I would have gave it to her in a heartbeat.
I know. You love Miss Pine Level.
Hey, and why don't you get information to get her shirt size so when Jake puts the money up, I mean, I got you, Jake.
I can assure you it is extra small. I've seen Miss Pine Level.
Well, you're right. But I don't know. Anyhow, man, I was going to tell y'all guys happy anniversary. And, I mean, y'all deserve everything coming to you. I mean, everything coming to you.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot coming to us.
That's good.
I've had people tell me I deserve what's coming
that
to me, too.
That could be really good, really bad.
I once had a prosecutor tell me that.
But on this anniversary, I want to ask in the future, maybe, because I really never cared before, and since it's an anniversary, but two people who really sincerely, I mean, I know a lot of people ask what I do, but two people who really care and who genuinely didn't really, I mean, I tried to, man, if you don't mind, could I come be a guest host one day?
Yeah, you've come in before, haven't you?
Well, I come in from a stinking stoop, and then if you remember, I want you to go back and listen to this, but the Thursday before that happened at Las Vegas, before I come sit in at the show, I want you to go back and listen to this. The Thursday before that shooting happened in Las Vegas, a life-changing experience happened that day. I still called in that day, but the next day, if you go out and listen, I came in the radio station without permission, I want you to listen to that. I want to tell what went on. It's been a long 11 years, and I mean, I guess the right person finally asked me, and I left out at the restaurant crying, left my Visa card there at Baumhauer. And I went, and when I think of Baumhauer, 84 does work. He had to leave Baumhauer to go work. So I know the man works. So. But I want to tell, I thank you for letting me come. Miss Rose is the one who actually, I mean, down deep hard. I heard her on Joy Clark radio show that day. And she changed my view of life. And for her to sit down and really put her arm around me and ask me, you know, it wasn't just in passing, and it meant a lot. And so it meant a lot if I come in and tell. Anyhow, Jack, I promise I won't talk over you. And you that way, I promise I won't. So
you'll be the only one with a mic up here who doesn't.
Thanks, Randall. Appreciate it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. David Justice for Mr. Sandman, a fantastic businessman right here in the River Region. If you're in the market for bedding, I mean, look, accessories, mattresses. He's got so many sales going on right now. He has king-size mattresses marked down to queen-size prices. He's got mattresses where if you buy the mattress, they throw in the box spring for free. And he has stuff in every available comfort profile you can possibly imagine. David Justice, Mr. Sandman, a long, long time businessman right here in the River Region. And my friend, and a guy I play basketball with on a regular basis, or as soon as my shoulders completely heal, a guy I will play basketball with again in the future on a regular basis. He is a fantastic, fantastic guy. When you go in there, you're going to be met with sales professionals who are full of tact and grace and understanding about where you are and look what you're looking for. And they're going to give you plenty of room, and he's got patience with you and everything else. So look, don't feel like it's going to be a high pressure environment. Do what?
I've got to go see him.
You do.
I mean, it's like a bowl. Our bed is a bowl. Me and Lauren get in the bed and we just flop. We hit in the middle.
Oh, so I see why you had.
Is that what they call it these days?
Flopping.
No, it's called milking cows.
That sounds unsexy.
Plopping.
Milking
cows.
What are you talking about?
Wait till you've been married for 22 years, young lady. Ain't a whole lot of sexy going on right here.
Speak for yourself, 84.
Get 22 more years on that body.
We'll be back.
Arms will be stretched, slammed to the ground.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi Speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Welcome back into News and Views, 23 minutes after 11 o'clock.
84 is just mad because Melissa Etheridge never came to his window.
She wouldn't be looking for 84. She'd be looking for Rowena.
Yeah, but you know, I know, but you know, guys like, all you straight guys like all that stuff.
Oh, Jack! This hour of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. 279-8919.
Speaking of which, don't you have a dump button over there?
Yes.
Sponsored by Cole Plumbing.
Funny, in a coal ad, you talk about a dump button. What's wrong with you, 84?
You're rubbing off on me, Jack.
I know it. Because when it won't go down the hole, you call on Cole.
They're number one in the number two business. 279-8919 if you want to get in with Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. You can check them out online. ColePlumbing.com.
Like
find
him
on Facebook. Like them, share them. Tell your friends and family all about who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region.
James, did you like my new little... cliche there.
What?
When it won't go down the hole, call on Cole.
That's right. When you have trouble with your boat.
You call on Cole as well.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day. 84 joins us. Joey joins us. Christy joins us. LaDonna's hanging out in the background.
On our anniversary show. How you doing, LaDonna?
Hey, LaDonna. How you doing?
How you doing?
I don't have a microphone.
Yeah, you do. You can lean in on that
one. Or this one.
I'll just do the 80s, like, rock star lead singer. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Boston! Mark, welcome into News and Views.
Good morning there, crew. Happy early 4th anniversary to the show. I started listening to y'all shortly 2 weeks after y'all started.
Huh.
I
can't imagine why you stayed.
Miranda.
Oh, yeah. If I could hear from Miranda today, it would make the whole day worth it.
Oh, or Bucket God. Of Water Man.
Or Harry. If I could get Harry or Miranda, today would be worth it.
Or Georgia from Alabama.
Yeah. No, that would not be worth it. That would ruin the show.
But I didn't know if you did,
kidding, Georgia.
I didn't know if you did Teddy Facts last week.
I didn't know any Teddy Facts last week.
What?
Teddy.
T-E-D-D-Y.
Teddy.
Teddy.
Wake up, Jack.
When I'm looking down.
Teddy Facts.
No, Jack. Teddy Facts.
He did. He said Teddy Facts.
All right, go ahead. Hit me with a Teddy Fact one time.
My Teddy's bigger than yours.
Teddy. Teddy.
Oh, that's what I said.
All right, hit me with a Teddy Fact.
When he was police commissioner of New York City, to go around in plain clothes undercover to try and catch corruption and bad cops.
Really?
Single-handedly. He would go in, witness it or stop them doing whatever they were doing, and then he would, you know, as a police commissioner, he would, you know, trying to stop out corruption.
A Teddy that's fact I didn't know. You want me to hit you with one?
That's like Emory Farmer right there.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt had severe asthma.
I knew that.
Severe asthma where he would almost die on a regular basis. Every, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks it would strike up. And it got so bad that they got him out of Manhattan during the summers and sent him to Long Island, try to get him some fresher air. When they were in Europe one time, they almost had to send him back to the United States. He was doing so poorly. Wasn't going to make it. But he never let it hold him back. He never let it hold him back. And it made him barrel-chested. It made him kind of barrel-chested and lean forward a little bit. And a lot of people attribute his commanding presence to the fact that he had severe asthma as a child, and so he had a big, round, barrel chest, and he would puff up real big whenever he'd walk in somewhere. But he was a severe childhood asthmatic.
Well, you know, his parents didn't believe that he was going to live to be an adult.
No, they thought he would die by, like, age 7.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the health problems he had by the time he passed, you know, he had his still had his asthma. He was blind in one eye from a boxing match that he was in. He still had that bullet.
No, let's not throw out all our Teddy facts in one day. We got to continue this segment for years now. No. Teddy Roosevelt was absolutely a man among men. You know, his wife and mother died on the same day.
You're telling me not to throw out all the facts.
I know, but most people don't realize it. His wife and mother died on the same day, and he wrote a journal entry and said it was very simple. What do you remember the exact phrasing? Because I don't want to screw it up. Of what he wrote in his journal?
It was basically something. Basically,
he said something about the light has gone out. The heart has gone out. The light has gone out in my heart is what I want to think he said. And that's all he said. Because he had these journals every day. He would write everything he did. And then on the day his wife and mother died the same day, he said, "The light has gone out in my heart." That's all.
Well, and that's when he started becoming a poor father. And, I think you've said that before. He wasn't a very good father at all. But
Should totally
his,
change.
Daughter with his,
Teddy Roosevelt, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Mark, you call every Friday, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to do these Teddy facts.
Bye.
And we have to say it very carefully, Jack. Teddy Roosevelt facts.
Yeah. Okay.
TR facts.
TR facts.
Urbanite.
Yes, I need to speak to the Grand Mufti on this auspicious occasion.
Hold on, let me see if I can find him here. Grand Mufti here.
We have a big local global story, and you know it from your last news break about Hyundai.
Yeah.
I got to give my mayor compliments for knowing how to call crap crap. Because you and I both know, it ain't 20,000 employees. If it is, the chamber has screwed up and allowed them to have too much of the market. Okay. As far as us being too heavily dependent on them, I mean, it's silly, but you know and I know that if there's an issue with a tariff, the cars made here are going to sell no problem because they won't have the tariffs on them. It's the cars coming into the country that would be the problem.
Yeah. I'll remind everybody, the only reason the Hyundai plant is here, the only reason the Honda plant is here, the only reason the Mercedes plant is here is because of a very pre-Trump 25-year-old 25% tariff on SUVs.
Right.
Which forced all those companies that wanted to build SUVs. So Honda wanted to go into the Ridgeline business. Guess what? They had to build a plant in America in order to sell it. Hyundai wanted to go into the Santa Fe business. They had to build a plant in America in order to sell it. Mercedes wanted to go into the SUV business. They had to build a plant in America in order to sell it. That's the only reason these jobs are here in the first place.
Right. Then they saw how good it was and started doing the car. So now they're
absolutely
here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to run. That's a great point, Urbanite. Thank you for holding and making
that
point. Yes, sir. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I did mention Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I want to thank them for bringing the $40 gift card by. They also brought a bottle of Brut Prestige by. And Jack won't take it, so I'm going to take it home and drink it.
Why won't you take it, Jack?
Never mind.
All right, then I'll take it home and drink it.
Take it home and drink it, Baron.
I might stop by my friend Truth.
It'd be great to have a little brunch.
That would be. I could put on a yellow tie.
You'd poach some eggs.
Please don't do that.
I love a yellow brunch
tie. Please don't wear a yellow tie.
You've got to wear a brunch tie to brunch.
What, are you going to wear a green tie to brunch?
No, what?
You wear a yellow tie to brunch.
I wear jorts to brunch.
Brunch is great with no tie.
You wear a yellow tie to brunch. I'll stop by and talk to my friend Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers on the way. Is that a fair deal, Jack?
I think it is.
Because he has the antique heirloom quality stuff you're looking for, the one-of-a-kind pieces. Troop Booth is a jeweler extraordinaire. He's a gemological genius, GIA-certified diamond specialist from the Gemological Institute of America. And if you've not yet had the opportunity to see the man in action, please take a stone by there. Take a diamond, take a ruby, take a sapphire, take something cool by there. And have him tell you how much it's worth, show you what that stone is going for on the open market, and how you could get cash, cold hard cash for that stone, right on the barrel head. Don't make me kill your mics, guys. You can't have fun during spots.
Sorry.
You can only have fun during segments.
We were having silent fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's what it's called now.
Didn't sound very silent to me. Oh, is that what they're calling it these days?
That's after you have kids.
We'll be back.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Will Dismuke's candidate for House District 88 has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismuke's has received more than $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Let me repeat that. $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismuke's represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player, beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Booth for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
That crazy summertime heat continues today, but our rain chances start to get a little better over the weekend. For today, high temperature in the mid-90s again, and the heat index at least 100 to 105. Partly sunny, spotty afternoon and evening storms here and there. They'll fade out tonight, low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, high in the low to mid-90s. Coverage on the storms a little better tomorrow and a lot better on Sunday. I think by Sunday, the rain chances are about 50 to 60%. High Sunday, 92, and a decent chance of more storms on Monday. Track the storms with our free weather app. with our advanced interactive radar. You can even see where the lightning is and where the storms are going to be. Plus, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
To all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
See, when I have music that can make everybody move.
Everybody
move. One of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Juicy, Notorious B.I.G.
R.I.P.
What, he's 27 years old when he died?
Yeah.
Or younger than that, maybe. Maybe like 25.
26, 27.
Yeah, he was a young guy. This is DJ Fresh from 97.9 Jams.
What's up, Fresh?
How y'all doing?
Coming up on our anniversary show. It's been 4 years tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Party, yeah. That's what all
That's
the,
what the champagne and the chocolate and the candy and the all the people in the studio.
Okay, so I was invited to the party.
You didn't know it was a party.
I didn't know it was a party. I was here.
Yeah, just, you invited to the cookout.
But anyway,
we have cookouts too.
Long as you cooking, man.
We have cookouts too.
Awesome.
He's too skinny to have cookouts.
Cousin, you have tasted my table fare.
I have.
And that was just a small sample of something.
You
I
brought
threw
some
together.
Food to my house one time.
Yeah.
It was actually very, very nice. Guys, this Chippewa Charm Tree Service is not something that I'm just kidding around about. This is something you absolutely need to get into your rotation. Give Chippewa Charm Tree Service a call, 328-2484. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 15 plus years in the business. They're not a chainsaw and a truck. These guys are absolute pros, absolute legends. And you can get them. You can get them to come out to you, thin out a tree, take a tree out, move some stuff around. Chippewa Charm Tree Service can do that. That's where you're supposed to pop in and say, you can't move trees around, Baron. But Baron, how you move trees around? You don't. You either cut them down or you thin them out. You don't move them around. But if you could move them around, Chippewa Charm Tree Service would know how to do it. They also have 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week emergency services for storms and other calamities. So get Chippewa Charm Tree Service on the horn when you get the opportunity. 328-2484. Check them out on Facebook. You can find everything there, the phone number and all that. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you every day. 84 joins us more days than none. LaDonna has made her way up. DJ Fresh has made his way up. Christy
hello.
From Yay. Bama Country has made her way up. And Carolyn's here answering the phones. This is a very big show, Jack Campbell.
It is. Wow. Somebody rubbed it.
It got bigger.
Yeah, sure did.
Well, it wasn't me.
Riley, did you rub it?
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah? What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Baron, I just want to wish you guys there a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
And, yeah, I wanted to come by and see you, but I knew you was having a full house there, and I didn't want to interrupt you guys, but at least I wanted to call and let you know that I was thinking about you guys. And, you know, I was thinking about something the other day. When I met you, it was about 3, maybe 4 weeks that you was on the air, and it was because of the Ronnie. That's the guy that used to call in all the time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to meet him because I just liked what he was saying. But anyhow, got a chance to meet him, and that's how we met. And it goes back, well, it's now right at 4 years. And I've been real fortunate and blessed, you know, to be with you guys. And y'all have done a great job. And thank y'all because for 4 years I have been busy because of this radio program and for what you guys do. And I'll be the first to say, if anybody wants to advertise and make their business grow like Chippewa, they're doing a great job too. And but if anybody wants a recommendation for anything that you guys have been doing, hey, I am the person to call because I am a true reference and a true person standing on the face of this earth that can verify, hey, you guys are the best. And
Riley, we really appreciate the kind words. Appreciate your support.
We very much value your sponsorship and your friendship.
Well, thank you so much, Beth. And one more thing I got to say about 84. If it hadn't been for this, I would have never met 84. And that's been He's a sight to see, isn't
he? I'm not sure that's a compliment anymore.
Hey, listen, I won't go any farther than that, but his
please,
precious
by
wife
all means,
is a
don't.
Sweetheart. I won't go any farther than that before I get my, I put a foot in my mouth. But
yeah, you may be a little late for that, my friend.
I've been saying, if you could see 84's face right now.
Thank you, Riley.
Is that Trish that's with y'all?
No, that's LaDonna.
Trisha was here during the 10 o'clock hour.
I'm sorry. I didn't know, but anyhow, thank y'all again for taking my call. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and y'all have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Riley.
Thank you, Riley.
I sure appreciate it.
Bye, Riley.
See you later. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
Such sweet words.
What did he just say?
Sight for sore eyes.
That's not what he called him.
He's a sight to see.
I must agree. I am quite a sight to see.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's what he had in mind. Crawdad, you're on the air.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I just want to tell you, if it hadn't been for your show, I wouldn't have heard about Riley Manning, and he wouldn't have been able to fix my house.
See, we are bringing people together. This is harmonious. Fresh, do you guys do this? Do you bring the community together like we are right now?
Yeah.
See?
Absolutely.
That's what Blue Water Broadcasting is about. Local, right. Owned for local business.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. That's awesome. True, and that's across the dial.
All 30, eight stations.
38 stations that Rick's got down
there. Don't get us in trouble with the FCC. Just eight stations. Just eight stations.
Yeah, please don't
We're
add
capped.
No more.
We're capped.
It's a bunch of them.
And what everybody who works here has in common, we've all had our ass chewed by Rick Peters at one time or another.
What you talking about, Willis?
You just got here.
You hadn't been here long
Give
enough.
Give it time. You've only been here 2 months. 2 years from now, you go, yeah, we've all had our ass chewed by Rick Peters.
I'm going to throw in a Greg Goodell sound button for that one.
Exactly.
Y'all have a good morning.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Crawdad.
And to clear the phone lines, Master Thespian.
Greetings and hallucinations, one and all.
How are you, good sir?
Doing well. I just wanted to call in and jump on the bandwagon to congratulate you on your imminent success. A theatrical and radio triumph of the First Water.
Well, we do our best.
You guys have done a wonderful job, yeah. And I loved your discussion earlier about Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That's been one of my secret treasures for years.
Isn't it fantastic?
Oh, it's just so subversive. And yet, I play that scene, we found a witch, maybe burned her scene, to my speech class.
She turned me into a newt. A newt?
I got better.
Anyway, burner! What do you burn apart from witches? More witches! Yeah. And, of course, the syllogism at the end, if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood. And therefore, a witch! Yeah. So anyway, Ben, I've known you for goodness, 10 years now?
At least 10, probably 15 years. So
well,
I have to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so, because I moved to this town about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I wanted to find a station that had Paul Harvey, because I'd gotten addicted to Paul Harvey when I was living up in Nashville.
Huh.
And WACV had Paul Harvey. Of course, this was before he died. And
it's hard to
John
have him these days.
Well, yeah, and Don Markwell. I fell in love with Don Markwell because he was just it was like listening to your grandfather talk about the news on the radio. But it was great. He was wonderful. And then this crazy guy named Greg Goodell came along, and four years ago, they made the brilliant decision to put you and your merry band of misfits on the air.
Jack, you're a misfit.
It's been great.
First to admit.
Hey, and I love Jack. He's great.
Well, he's a misfit.
We had to pay our own way to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let me tell you.
It wasn't so much inviting us. Yeah. We sort of barged in.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want to say thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. We'll do it.
Yes, barge in. Whoever would just barge into a radio show?
Jack, you have anybody in mind that just barges into a radio show?
No.
As he looks at 84.
Fresh, we appreciate you coming by. I know you have to go. You have a lot of things to do.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to get you on that. We've interviewed almost everybody here for an hour. We've not done that with you.
Hey, I'm here.
We need to do that.
You need me.
Yeah. I'm going to schedule that.
You're kind of legendary around here yourself.
Yeah. I've been around a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to your status.
Well,
it's going to be a few minutes.
I'll be honest.
I want to get to y'all.
You'll have to go down a notch or two to get there.
You better get to eating.
Hey, all right, guys.
Have a good one. Thank make sure y'all check us out. We went viral today, so y'all make sure y'all check us out.
Yeah,
good.
That video is dynamite. Right, yeah.
Very much looking forward to it. Guys, we appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228.
LaDonna, our mutual friend Ray Ray Brown says, tell you hello.
Oh, hello.
How you guys had mutual friends.
Yeah, you know Ray.
I know Ray Ray.
Texts all the time. Good man. That?
Good people. Good people.
Yes.
We'll be back. Christy's back.
I'm back.
LaDonna's still here. 84 still here. Jack Campbell's still here.
How you doing?
Fresh is pointing at us through the window.
We'll be Carolyn's back. Still here.
Carolyn's still here.
I think Fresh is the only person that's up here more than Joey.
Fresh?
He's always here.
Is he? Oh no, at the station, yes. Yeah. He stays till like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, not here,
right.
But in the station.
That's why
I've never been here.
He didn't get here till 10 o'clock.
That is also true.
He's on Jack's schedule. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. Got a full house in here on the fourth anniversary edition. I made an executive decision. We will not be playing a clip from our first week on the air. I thought about it.
I'm glad.
Let me tell you, it is so bad.
I want to hear the very first show.
No.
I really do.
It's hidden.
I really want to hear that.
You remember the podcast that doesn't exist and is hidden?
What?
The Gin Night?
Oh, wait, what podcast?
You remember the podcast from the Joey Clark Radio
Hour? Keep talking.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, the Gin Hour.
No, hush. Anyway, we also have a hidden podcast. It is episode number one.
It is hidden safely away. I won't hear it because I didn't hear the first show.
Well, you don't
did you massage your own feet on that show, too?
No.
Oh,
no.
Gross.
I did not massage my own feet on that show.
Really? Stop it right now.
First show may have been better.
And the more you mentioned it, that was actually a better show. Than the, no, but my friends over at Belmont Assisted Living, guys, you need to get by here, see it in person, see it for yourself. You can check it out online. I think that's the best first step you can take is to jump online, BelmontAssistedLiving.com, BelmontAssistedLiving.com. Get on there, check out the amenities. It's a place where staff and residents become like family. And if you have not had the opportunity to get by there, I encourage you to get by there in person. Call and schedule an appointment. My friend Anita Black over there will get you squared away. She'll get you an appointment. She'll come and explain all of the amenities, everything they have going on at Belmont Assisted Living. 273-0110 is the number. 273-0110. I was just over there yesterday. I was trying to see Anita Black. I was going to stop by and talk to her. Was not in, but I got in. There's a gentleman sitting out by the pond, just enjoying it, enjoying the afternoon. Had some folks rolling around through the living room area. They had the TV on. It was just really nice. I mean, it was really, really a laid-back, kind environment. And if you're thinking down the road or you're thinking in the very near future about assisted living, I want you to consider Belmont Assisted Living. Belmont Assisted Living, 273-0110, 273-0110, or check them out in person on Copperfield Drive, East Montgomery, just off Taylor Road, across from Baptist East Hospital, maybe a half mile or so down on Copperfield on the left.
You know, you were talking about our early show. Did you see? I know I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I did the TV show, but did y'all see Martha Roby on Fox News?
What'd she
yesterday?
Say?
Well, you know, Fox followed her around last Monday, and I think followed Bobby Bride around last Tuesday, and they played a little segment talking about the race and how Martha had, and it showed her tweet where she said, "I'd never vote for Donald Trump, and, you know, he's not a respectable candidate," and all that. Then they had this live audio of her, or video, where she was asked about it, and she said, "I have no regrets."
Yeah.
About making that statement.
Yeah, she went straight up Mo Brooks.
I don't know why she couldn't have said, "Well, I did kind of jump the gun, and I didn't like what I'd heard, but, you know, I should have held off judgment." There's no backing up with her. I mean, she doubled down.
I don't think she likes Trump.
I don't either.
I think she despises the man and everything she does. It takes everything in her being to even accept it. You'll notice her campaign is not running ads touting the Trump endorsement and how much she loves Trump. Everybody else is.
And that should be every single commercial. I mean, Steve Marshall has got a damn commercial out there where he's pretending
that he's
been endorsed by Donald Trump, playing Trump's voice in with his words, and he's just repeating what Donald says.
Yeah,
I mean, I would have that on every single ad.
I was surprised. And I bet her staff was like, oh, my God. Did she just say what I thought she did? But anyway, it's really, really something. But
I do have a little clip here from her second show.
Oh, you did?
I'm scared to play it, though. Hold on.
This is,
this is now, us coming
here's
in.
Here's Barrett, Jack, and John.
I'm scared to let this run.
You heard it there, News and Views from 9 to noon.
All right, it's done. I can't do it.
Hold on, man.
No, I can't do it anymore.
Come on.
Author of a book, Governor George Wallace, The Man You Never Knew by the man who knew him best, his son, George Wallace Jr.
George Jr. came in.
If you want a copy, check out the website, GeorgeWallaceJr.com. And when we left, we were sharing stories about your father. Tell us just briefly, I want to transition to you, but I want to know, I wasn't alive during the time.
Right.
And I want to know about when your mother was governor, briefly, because I heard that
I want to know how anybody paid how anybody stayed and listened to the third episode.
Because you had really good guests the first couple of weeks.
We did.
We were begging and paying and everything else for people to come on.
We had some nice people come by and save us. George Jr. must have heard the first show and said, I'll come on the second show.
He's a great guy. I mean, I really like him.
Is a great guy. Rock in the Park tomorrow?
Yes. 2018 Rock the Park. It's going to be tomorrow at the Riverfront Amphitheater. I don't know if y'all remember when it was, the original date was June 9th, and little microburst.
Baron got chased out by a rainstorm.
It was bad.
It was like a mini tornado. It was terrifying. I almost got impaled by a tent. That's a true story.
She's still traumatized.
I have a story.
I saw her that night, and she was still freaking out.
Yeah, I did see you that night. I had to dive under a van to avoid getting hit by
this
giant
tent. And Ken Reynolds was, like, ducking and dodging, and tents were rolling around like tumbleweed. Hopefully that won't happen tomorrow.
Right. So it's been it was rescheduled from that day. It's now tomorrow. 10 bands are playing. It starts at 2. Awards are going to be at 8. And a lot of the food trucks that were on site for the food truck mashup on the original date, they're going to be there tomorrow. I think there's like 9 of them.
That's great.
Including a grilled cheese one.
I heard that's
so
phenomenal.
I heard that's excited.
It's amazing. And I love grilled cheese.
So excited.
That's kid food.
I know.
Baron Coleman's a judge.
I'm a judge,
Rock the Park.
That's right.
Yeah, so he will be there. We actually, all of our, all the MCs and judges are is a compilation of Blue Water employees, so that'll be fun, and come down and see us. Hopefully, it's going to be rain or shine. So, first, second, and third place. Third place wins $500. Second place wins $750, and they play on the Harriet Two River Boat. First place wins $1,000 and performs at B.B. Keene's Blues Club. So
I was not included in that judge's mix.
Email went out to the whole staff.
I don't answer y'all's email. I didn't get an email.
Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market. Don't forget to get over there when you get a chance. One of my favorite stores in the city. One of my absolute favorite stores. If you guys are have somebody moving into a dorm room, or you're refurnishing a house, or your roommates are moving into a new place, you got to